Sidious steadied himself on the scree slope, the jagged stones beneath his bloody palms, elbows and knees quivering, as if yearning to immerse themselves in the frigid waters of the crystalline blue lake at the base of the near sheer incline. A few meters above sat Plagueis, cross-legged atop a flat-topped outcropping, his back turned to Sidious, and his gaze seemingly fixed on the blinding snowfields that blanketed the mountain's summit.
"If you don't already want to murder me, you will before I'm through with you," he was saying. "The urge to kill one's superior is intrinsic to the nature of our enterprise. My unassailable strength gives rise to your envy. My wisdom fuels your desire. My achievements incite your craving. Thus it has been for 1,000 years, and so it must endure until I've guided you to parity. Then, Sidious, we must do our best to sabotage the dynamic Darth Bane set in motion, because we will need each other if we're to realize our ultimate goals. In the end, there can be no secrets between us, no jealousy or mistrust. From us, the future of the Siths will fountain, and the diverse beings of the galaxy will be better for it. Until then, however, you must strive. You must demonstrate your worthiness, not merely to me, but to the dark side. You must take the hatred you feel for me and transform it into power. The power to overcome, to forbid anything from standing in your path, to surmount whatever obstacle the dark side designs to test you." Scarcely listening, Sidious moved with utmost care, his hands and knees seeking firm purchase on the stones. For weeks, Darth Plagueis had deprived him of sleep, food, and water. Now, if only he could reach the Mune, his thirst would be slaked, his hunger sated, his contusions healed. Countless times, the broad expanse of rock debris had slipped, and he'd had to ride the slide almost to the shore of the lake, tumbling, surfing on his front and back, abrading his ruddy skin, bruising nearly every part of himself, only to have to pick his way back to the top. Seething in silence, he managed to scale a meter more of the slope, calling on the Force to ensure his balance, to render him weightless. "Fool," Plagueis derided him. "Success doesn't come from summoning help from the Force, but from taking control of it and generating the power from within yourself." He sighed theatrically. "Still, I'm somewhat encouraged by the progress you've made. Mere centimeters from me now, almost within arm's reach. Soon I'll be able to feel your breath on my neck and perceive the heat of your rage, your desire to kill me, as if by doing so, you could lay claim to the authority I embody." He paused, but didn't move, much less glance over his shoulder. "You want to strangle me like you did your poor, misunderstood mother. Tear me limb from limb as you did the bodyguards. Fair enough. But to do so, you will have to make a greater effort, apprentice."
Like a feline, Sidious leapt from the scree, his curled fingers aimed for Plagueis. But instead of vising themselves around the Mune's slender neck, his hands went through thin air and met each other, leaving him to collapse face first atop the outcropping. Off to one side, he heard his master laugh in scorn. Either Plagueis had moved faster than Sidious could discern, or worse yet, he'd never been there to begin with.
"So easily tricked," Plagueis said, confirming the latter. "You waste my time. More of this, and the dark side will never take an interest in you."
Sidious whirled, flinging himself at Plagueis, only to meet an irresistible force and be hurled backward to the frozen ground. The Mune's shadow fell over him, arms folded across his chest. Plagueis loomed.
"If you're to succeed in inhabiting both realms, Sidious, the profane world and that of the Force, you need to learn how to use guile to your advantage and to recognize when others are employing it."
Without extending a hand, Plagueis tugged him to his feet.
If you can survive a few more days without sustenance or rest, I may be inclined to teach you.